Hello fellow students, my name is Anna, I'm 25 and I'm studying linguistics for my BA at the Heinrich Heine University. Before that, I made an apprenticeship as management assistant in wholesale and foreign trade. I'm delighted about this experience, but I don't want to work as a wholesaler because the selling stuff is boring and to be honest, I'm not good at imposing things on customers. After this apprenticeship, I wanted a change and I decided to study something with languages because I like languages and I enjoy to learn them. So here I am in Düsseldorf and a student of humanities, and I still do not know what my dream job is. I'm sitting here with Pia, Gamze and Rico. All three have chosen their field of study with the thought of starting their dream job after a successful degree. However, taking into account how many people are working for money instead out of passion, we want to discuss how realistic the chances really are. Please introduce and tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Oh, me first? Who? Well, my name is Pia Brinkmann and I'm 29 years old. I'm studying English and German studies, also at the Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf. I started university quite late compared to what is considered normal these days, but have not regretted it, at least yet. So, what's funny though is that I also did an apprenticeship before deciding to go studying again. And I did the exact same thing you did, Anna. And I hated it. As someone who wasn't really happy in school, I thought working would be a step up and give me more freedom to do what I really wanted to do instead of being told what to do and when. But while the money was nice at first, I felt kind of trapped. The job wasn't really a challenge, not to say absolutely dull, and I saw myself getting nowhere again. I was a curious person, very interested in even things that I didn't know much about, like science and all of that. So after all the trial and error, university was finally the first step in the right direction.
What about you two?
My name is Gamze and I'm also a student of humanities on the Heinrich Heine University of Düsseldorf. My major is also English studies and my minor is German studies. I'm from Turkey originally, but I was born here in Düsseldorf.
My name is Rico and I'm 25 years old. I'm studying linguistics also at the Heinrich Heine University and I'm focusing on languages, especially English and Spanish.
So, we are here today to talk about how to connect studying and your dream career. Speaking of it, Pia, what is your dream job?
Well, that is a hard question, to be honest. How would I know what field I really love to work in if I have never worked in it? As of now, it's all just speculation and hoping that I'm a good judge of my own character. Nonetheless, I of course do have a vague idea what might be a good fit for me, and as I have been giving some tutorials here at the university, the idea that I could work as a lecturer grew on me. I heard though that jobs at the university are hard to come by, so maybe becoming a teacher would be the safer route to success.
Do you think you are on the right track?
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm planning to do my master's in education and, well, just hope for the best afterwards. Jobs in teaching are highly wanted, at least that's what I've heard. So I'm not too worried about getting a job, more about if I will really love it or not. But since I've enjoyed teaching very much, yes, I think I'm on the right track.
I think that is a comforting feeling to know that you are on the right track. So Gamze, you and Pia are studying the same subjects. Do you also want to be a teacher or what would your dream job look like?
My dream job? Definitely not a teacher. At least of that, I am very sure. Actually, I would love to be a writer of fantasy novels like J.K. Rowling or George R.R. Martin. And I know it sounds stupid, too extraordinary to ensure some kind of steady income. But I suppose I would settle for being a writer in general. Maybe something like journalism, if I have to be realistic. Which I don't want to be honest.
You sound a bit worried, though.
Of course I'm worried. Before I started my humanities studies, I was a student of maths and biology and every day back then I knew where I was heading. I had an aim and I knew I would end up as a teacher someday. But now I know nothing. But what I know now is that I really don't want to be a teacher. While I was studying biology and math for lectureship back then, I worked as a teacher for remediation in different schools with children of all ages from 6 to 15. It is hard to see that every one of them is aimless, has no prospect for the future and seems to have already given up on life. It was so frustrating to teach children that don't want to learn. All they joked about was their life with unemployment benefits. And to hear that while trying to teach someone obviously unmotivated about fraction arithmetic, that was certainly devastating. I might be emotionally too involved to distance myself from such things. And this is why I had to change my subject. I could not see myself teaching anymore. If I can't give children any idea or something to work for, Maybe I can give people something to dream while writing fiction. I really hope so.
So as a linguistics major, Rico, you differ a bit from what the girls are doing right now. What then is your dream job?
I would like to work as an interpreter. To explain why, I have to tell you something about an experience 3 years ago. I used to study business studies, and after almost 3 years of studying, I realized that I need a change in my life. So I traveled to Tenerife for a few weeks spontaneously and met some guys I haven't known before. There I realized that actually I have always loved to learn languages, so that I developed the aim to be able to communicate with people in many countries during my whole life. Hence, working as an interpreter would help me to study more languages and to meet people around the world.
What are the interesting parts of your dream job?
Of course, studying more languages by time. For an interpreter, there are many possibilities to learn languages. For example, some firms offer language seminars for interpreter for free, which would be otherwise very expensive. But also the imagination being necessary for a company to communicate and mediate between international teams sounds interesting for me. Though I'm not sure if I would like to work as a freelance interpreter for companies or an official interpreter for politics. I could earn a lot more money in politics, but I think to translate a political speech could be very boring.
So we have quite a handful of different jobs being eyed here. How did you know or decide to go for it?
I just kind of liked sounding smart, to be honest. All those inquisitive young souls looking up to you in search of wisdom. I'm kidding, of course. Even if it's not that far from the truth. It might sound like a cliché, but being a teacher and educating children or young adults is really the basis for everything that comes after. Bankers, writers, researchers, linguists, they all went to school, right? So I think having a good teacher who encourages curiosity and personal development can make all the difference in the world to a young person. And I hope to be that teacher one day.
Gamze, you're smiling. What about you?
Well, I definitely do know that I don't want to go for a teaching job anymore. But writing a fantasy novel, creativity is my strong suit. If you knew what's going on in my head right now, you would run the other way. Truly, if you think George R.R. Martin is kind of cruel, wait for me. He is my biggest competition and my personal hero. If I ever manage to be as good as a writer as he is, including the moments of surprise, intelligent plots and histories, I reach every goal I ever had. Maybe I should be a little bit faster than he is, though.
Yeah, you should be.
So, Pia sounds pretty sure about what she's doing. Do you think you're on the right track to achieve your goal, Gamze?
To be honest, I don't. It's a one in a million chance to live on your writing, but I will certainly try at some point in my life. But first, to live, I will need a steady income, and so I'm going to aim to be a professional writer in journalism first. Every kind of writing is going to prepare me for my real dream, and if, by chance, I end up as a good journalist, I have a foundation to work on.
Rico, what about you?
To get my dream job, I have to do the Masters of Conference Interpreter in Cologne, so it is necessary to get my bachelor grade in linguistics first. I'm worried about this track in general because I have to pass an assessment center with many exams to get a seat for the master studies. This study is said to be very hard and yeah, I hope I can manage it.
Since Gamze is a bit unsure about it, what do the future prospects of your job look like?
After getting my master grades, I can choose four different ways. I could work either as a full-time or a freelance interpreter for companies or in politics. I haven't made a decision yet because every direction has its own benefits. But I prefer to live in Spain in some years, and I think I have to decide which way it's better for living in Spain, not in Germany.
So all of you have a rough direction, which is a positive sign. I think we all have to think positive and don't surrender. I know this is not always easy. Currently, I am also unsure about where I'm going, but I'm sure we all make our way. Thank you for listening, thank you for being here, and don't panic.
Thanks for having us.
I thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.